At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for college basketball. It's time for college basketball, where points are scored. Two or three. It's time for college basketball on TV right now. It's time for college basketball. It's bracket time. Did you pick an upset? If you did, then oh boy, time for the game.
What a banger. It's up there with Spacho Man.
Yeah.
Spacho Man or what was the Brawl song, right?
The Ottawa song.
The Ottawa song.
Yep. Tournament today. True TV, CBS, TNT.
Yes. I actually just retweeted. Jeremy Thiel tweeted out a good graphic for where all of the games are going to be.
Yeah.
And so it like shows like each network and the time slots. So Louisville, Creighton, CBS is the first game. And then the second game, you'll have to find True TV pretty quickly because that Purdue High Point game is on True TV.
Yes.
Which is 12:40.
And TNT and TBS.
Yes.
Am I getting quad box options? I get quad box for football.
I think only if you have the app, yes, right? There's not going to be a cable option for that, I imagine.
Well, I mean, we have YouTube TV, and they offer
YouTube
quad
TV,
box.
I would bet you have it.
Yeah, good. Get some quad box action. Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy and Joe, good morning. 803-0550 if you want to pop on with us. Tournament starts today.
The quarterback documentary is back.
Yeah.
Show.
Goff, Burrow, and Kirk Cousins again, huh?
Cousins again, yes. Which I think it's going to be for last season?
Yes.
Because it has to be, because it's coming out in July. So this was already happening. Like, they had camera crews following these three around, I guess, all season.
So we'll have Goff in a game against the Bills, maybe?
Wait, whoa. No. No, this is going to be from last season, I think.
Yeah, the Bills played the Lions last season.
Oh, the Goff. Sorry, you said Goff. I was looking at a picture of Burrow and thought you said Burrow. Yeah. Okay, right.
Goff.
So Goff,
we'll get Burrow and the Bengals trying to run the table and make the playoffs.
Yep. Yeah.
Goff and then Cousins getting benched.
Cousins getting benched. Yeah, and probably a lot of good stuff with Cousins because his season started. I don't know how far back they'll go. Like, will they go back to last off season? Probably.
But
not.
He couldn't move at the start of the season.
He couldn't move, but even before that, he was kind of blindsided that Atlanta took a quarterback in the top 10.
Yeah.
He went there. Part of that story was he went there because he knew the Vikings were about to draft one. So he's like, all right, I'm going to go over here so I don't have a first-round quarterback looking over my shoulder. And then the team he went to picked a first-round quarterback that was looking over his shoulder the entire time. And now they won't let him out. That's a kind of crazy situation, isn't it? Atlanta paid him huge money.
Huge.
Immediately replaced him, benched him, and now he's like, okay, can I go start somewhere then? They're like, no, you're going to be our backup. They kind of held him hostage, I feel like, over the last 12 months.
If he wanted out, wouldn't they send him somewhere? Couldn't they do that? Or is the money too good that he wouldn't bother?
Well, I mean, the trade you would assume would hold the contract to the next team. I don't know. I mean, the story was that he met with the owner asking to get out, and the owner didn't really appease him at all. And they might still. They might end up trading him. Maybe it's a negotiating tactic. But the report was that the meeting didn't come to like a agreement between the two sides. It was a continuation of Atlanta saying, we're going to do what's best for us. And if they think that's him being the backup quarterback, then they're going to keep him being the backup quarterback. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't think he's a great idea anyway. But you're pretty desperate, I think, if you watched him play last year and think, oh, that's our best idea at quarterback. But, you know, the Giants and Steelers might be desperate. So maybe all of this is just waiting until Rodgers signs, which makes it doubly annoying.
Because he's in no rush.
He's in no rush at all, and everything. Russell Wilson, Cleveland today is Wentz is their backup plan to Russell Wilson. And Russell Wilson's probably waiting on the Giants. And the Giants are waiting on Rodgers. And Rodgers is waiting on what? The Vikings still, or is he going on another darkness retreat?
You wonder how long to the Steelers. Just saw moments ago a Najee Harris comment in L.A. with the Chargers. We didn't know anything on offense. We didn't have an identity, talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers offense.
Wow.
Najee Harris. And there's, you know, you say what you want about Mike Tomlin, leader of men, great coach, has won a lot, always finds a way to win, loves to punt. Say what you will. There is one note about Tomlin that I don't know what it has to mean, but a guy that has coached that long, not having a coaching tree.
Interesting.
What's his coaching tree? Mike Mularkey? Was he Ken Whisenhunt?
He doesn't get Mularkey, does he? Mularkey is a coach before Tomlin. You're saying coaching off of...
I'm saying there is not really a Mike Tomlin coaching tree.
Yeah.
And
that's interesting.
Strange. Every coach that wins all the time has a tree.
Yeah, Mularkey is off of Cowher.
I mean, the Bills have a tree. A little bit. Brian Daboll got a job. Joe Brady might be about to get one. I don't know if Bobby Babich eventually will, or Leslie Frazier again. I mean, he was, you know, before the Bills.
Wow, this is interesting. He doesn't have a single guy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Not one.
When did Tomlin take over? What's his first year?
2007. 2009, he wins the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So 2007. Yeah, to be a coach for...
Isn't it just
20 years? And
it's really odd.
That is weird. I have never, ever picked up on that. There's not a single guy. I'm reading a story right now that he does. Like, the story from it's just a Steelers blog, Steelers Depot, from January. Mike Tomlin could have a branch on his coaching tree soon. A branch.
Who would it be?
Arthur Smith was the guy they were talking about.
Okay, but Arthur Smith has already been a head coach.
Right. Well, even that, I guess. He hasn't had one of these guys where he brought in who was like a fired head coach and then went off and get another job.
Yeah.
He doesn't even have that. Wow. Well, now, I mean, who's the closest he would get to this? Who's ever been even on the radar? Like, well, isn't who?
Matt Canada was the offensive coordinator forever.
Oh, and he was terrible.
I mean, Dick LeBeau worked there, but that's definitely not like Tomlin's tree.
No, I almost feel like, how long is Dick LeBeau there? And he's
Dick
old.
LeBeau is most recently there from 2004 to 2014. He predated Tomlin.
Okay, so he only goes five years with him.
Yeah, I'm not prepared to tell you what it means, but it's just once you hear that, you think that's weird.
Yeah. Well,
you might even say it's a credit to him because, you know, if you want to say it's devil's advocate or whatever, because no one thinks his assistants are all that good, and yet he always finds ways to win.
Yeah, I don't know what that is or what I want to make of it. Like, there's a I'm having a thought about how they just never feel like they're on the forefront of anything X's and O's related, which maybe is a little bit even what Harris is kind of saying here.
Yeah.
If you want that type of guy, name me a Steelers coach that you feel like fits that bill. It's always more about, at least this is Tomlin's mantra, and I think it's been more of the whole thing, which is CEO type. And culture, and even if that's not 100%, you know, lock solid, versus who's the bright, you know, play caller on either side of the ball that they've had.
Yeah. So I'm looking at some of their previous, like, offensive coordinators. Todd Haley was a head coach. He came to the Steelers after being a head coach.
Yeah.
Bruce Arians. I mean, does Bruce Arians fit this? They hire experienced coaches, so... If you are someone that's going to bring an experienced coach in, that guy might ultimately leave.
Yeah.
But Arians is the Steelers' offensive coordinator. Again, he predates Tomlin, 2007.
Interesting, though, that he doesn't get credit for Arians?
I guess not.
That's his Ken first coordinator for 4 years, and then he ends up becoming the coach two stops later.
Yeah.
Well, that's part of it. Like, he wasn't hired directly from Pittsburgh.
Right.
He was hired from Indy.
Malarkey, these guys predate Tomlin. He goes, Haley, Randy Fickner, Matt Canada. The thing of it is Matt Canada was there for a long time.
And he was bad.
I guess it was only 3 years. Whatever. It's just, it's put it over there as, that's odd. You coach for 20 years and your assistants don't get hired.
How does it end with him? Is he just going to be their coach forever? No matter what they do, do they bottom out and then fire him? The Steelers do not fire. The last time they fired a coach was in the 60s.
Yeah. It's a great question. It's a little bit like how all of a sudden the entire national media is writing about the Sabres ownership. That's happened a little bit more. Yeah. Yesterday, Kyle Brandt went in on the Steelers and said, this era for the Steelers is that we can't find a quarterback and our coach can't find the divisional round era. And he's talking about Cam Hayward. Like, Cam Hayward's already on a darkness retreat. He's not won a playoff game since 2017. He and his whole team have been on a darkness retreat for 8 years.
Yeah.
And then John Ledyard followed up by saying the national media is slowly waking up to the reality that's been transpiring for years in Pittsburgh. they're in the good part of purgatory, I guess, because they're good and they're competitive, but it's the same every year. And right now we're sitting here waiting, like, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, draft and a guy 21st.
Well, right, unless it's the draft pick. They're setting themselves up to just be doing this all over again next year.
Right,
they're going to sign Rodgers, and he's going to play 1 year, and then 1 year from now, they're going to be bargain bin shopping again, right, a quarterback.
And part of it is, people don't like to talk about tanking, but naturally being bad helps you be good. They drafted Kenny Pickett 20th. He wasn't that good. Mm-hmm. Now they're about to draft a quarterback 21st. Good luck.
And the Pickett thing, there were so many similarities to EJ when the Bills drafted Manuel.
No good quarterback, yeah.
There were no good quarterbacks. And also, I believe the story in Pittsburgh was the same here, that Kevin Colbert, the outgoing GM for Pittsburgh, wanted to give his successor a quarterback in place. So, this is my last draft. Let's pick a quarterback. Oh, wait. It was not a great quarterback class. Well, let's do it anyway. And they picked Pickett. Literally EJ Manuel 2.0 with the same trajectory, Buddy Nix on the way out, and how'd it go? It went the way you probably thought it would have, which is you shouldn't have picked a quarterback. It was a bad class.
Extendo Sports coming up, the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, tournament coverage as well. Tomorrow sales live at Wayland. I'm going to stop out there after the show.
I think I'm going to stop by tomorrow. Yeah.
I got somewhere to be afterwards, but I think I'm stopping out there tomorrow. I mean, you know, I look for reasons to go. All right, we'll get a break in and finish up the show before handing off to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.